When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Those who have trusted in Jesus by grace through faith, which leads to repentance, will get to be in the very presence of God in heaven. While the great reward for those people is God's presence, we also see that they will be rewarded in other ways. One of the ways that followers of Jesus will be rewarded is with heavenly crowns. In the end, these crowns are supposed to point us to the greatness of God and will be used to worship Him. The first crown we look at today is the crown of life. James 1, verse 12 says, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him." James wrote this letter to church members who were under extreme persecution. Those who were under trial, those who were under this intense persecution, may lose everything. This includes their houses, jobs, family, and maybe even life. While they may lose everything on earth, they will receive a crown in heaven. Those who finish the race of the Christian life when under persecution will receive this crown. The next crown is the imperishable crown. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25 says, "Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable." The winners of athletic events received a wreath. The problem is, eventually, the plants used on the wreath would die. With some time, the crown would be unrecognizable and end up in a trash heap. The imperishable crown is for those who finish their life following faithfully after God. This crown will never fade away as the perishable wreath crown will. We also have the crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy 4, verse 8 says, "Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." We must make clear that the only reason we receive these crowns is due to the grace of God. The crown of righteousness is not received merely because we lived righteous lives. It is received because we have been changed by the Spirit of God. Now, we faithfully wait for the return of Jesus. Those who are faithfully waiting for the return of Jesus will receive this crown in heaven. Next, we have the crown of rejoicing. While this crown is not mentioned explicitly in the Bible, many infer that 1 Thessalonians 2 and Philippians 4 talk about the crown. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 19 says, "For what is our hope or joy or crown of boasting before our Lord Jesus at his coming? Is it not you?" In both places, the crown is associated with those who love the brothers and sisters in Christ around. The Church of Thessalonians loved fellow believers well. Due to that, they were called a crown. The last crown that we see is the crown of glory. 1 Peter 5, verse 4 says, "And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory." In this instance, Peter is talking directly to church elders and pastors. Elders are those who shepherd God's flock. This crown is reserved for those who shepherd God's flock on earth faithfully as they wait for the chief shepherd, who is Jesus, to return. As we saw, there are many types of crowns. Some will be received by all Christians who finish the race, such as the imperishable crown. Other crowns will be received by specific groups of people, such as the crown of glory. Wouldn't that create different classes of Christians in heaven? Think about a race. After a race, medals or trophies are given. The person in first usually gets the most valuable prize, and the person in last usually gets no prize. Does that mean in heaven some Christians will be seen as more valuable than others due to the prizes they receive? Absolutely not. We must look at the purpose of the crowns given. The point of these crowns is to point to the greatness of God and will be used in worship to Him. In Revelation 4, we get a sneak peek into the throne room of God. There are 24 elders surrounding the throne, which represent the 12 tribes in the Old Testament and the 12 disciples. These 24 people represent the whole people of God. Revelation 4, verse 10 to 11 says, "The 24 elders fall down before Him who is seated on the throne and worship Him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, 'Worthy are You, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for You created all things, and by Your will they existed and were created.'" The people of God are taking the crowns that
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
God graciously gave them, laying them back at His feet. When they do, they sing a song of praise to the King. The crowns are not provided to Christians to break them into classes in heaven, but given as a gift to use in praise to God. The purpose of the crowns is to lead to worshiping the only true God of heaven and earth. Many of us have received rewards here on earth. Maybe as an athlete, we received a trophy or we received a prize for a job we did at work. The truth is that in the end, those rewards will all fade away. Yet, we have an opportunity to get rewarded for something that will last forever. We get a chance to get rewarded with heavenly crowns. Instead of these crowns sitting on a shelf and getting dusty like many of our trophies and medals do, we will be able to use these crowns in worship to the One who never fades away.
There are times when I can't help but wonder what heaven will be like. The beauty of heaven is beyond our imagination. How can you and I begin to even imagine a world where the Lord will wipe away every tear from our eyes? A place where this thing called death will no longer exist. A place where there will be no sorrow, no anguish. A place where there will no longer be such a thing as crying or pain. It's hard to get your mind around heaven because it's very much the opposite of the reality that we face here on earth. We're familiar with pain here on earth. We're accustomed to tears here on earth. People cry when they're in pain. People cry when they receive bad news. But heaven? It's a place that has none of that. It's a new reality, a divine reality that's centered in and around the presence of God. And as glorious as heaven is, as wonderful a place as it is, it does also lead me to think about hell. To me, what makes hell such an awful place is the fact that you're separated from God. You're separated from the presence of Jesus Christ. You're away from His mercy, away from His love and His grace. You see, what makes hell such an awful place is not the fire. It's not the devil. But it's the fact that you're separated from God for all eternity. A lot of Christians, they have a hard time digesting the concept of hell. Oh, we can listen to messages about heaven all day long, but we don't want to hear about the reality of hell. Well, let me tell you what the Bible says in 2 Peter 3, verse 9. It says, "The Lord does not delay as though He were unable to act, and is not slow about His promise as some count slowness, but is extraordinarily patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." God does not wish for us to go to hell. He doesn't wish for us to be apart from Him for all eternity. No, He wishes for us to repent. Repent and turn away from sin and turn to Jesus Christ. The only way to heaven is Jesus Christ. Now, Mark 9, verse 43 says, "And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life crippled than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire." The Bible is telling us that it would be better to remove that which causes you to sin than to go to hell. There are only two choices. It's either we choose Jesus Christ or we choose the devil. It's either we pick eternal life or eternal separation from God. And these decisions, they're made on a day-to-day basis. Whether you pray or not, you're making a decision. Whether you read and meditate on God's word or not, you're making a decision. Whether you help the poor, whether you witness, whether you tell an unbeliever about Christ or not, you are making a decision.
At the end of his life, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved His appearing." Now I want you to notice how Paul looked forward with positive anticipation to the day when he would go and be with the Lord. As believers, we all need to have this same enthusiasm, this same fire that Paul had. It is a fire that knows there is a crown in heaven waiting for us when we run the good race. There is a reward for us in heaven once we've kept the faith. And knowing this should light a fire in us. Have you ever thought about where your life is heading? I'm not talking about fulfilling your dreams or desires. My question is, do you know where you will spend your eternity? It is easy to forget that this earth isn't our real home and that all of this will eventually fade away and come to an end. Yes, God created this earth and has placed us here to live a fulfilling and fruitful life in service to Him and to each other. But this is just the beginning of our service to Him. This world is simply a place where we can prepare ourselves before we go to live with Him in His kingdom for all eternity. That is His plan for all mankind. However, not all accept Him or even want to take part in His perfect plan. Some have chosen the road to destruction. The way we live our lives here on earth will determine where we spend our eternity. And God tells us, through his word, how we can guarantee eternal life with him. This life that we are now living demands so much from us. Different people and different circumstances demand our time, energy, effort, work, and attention. These demands keep us busy, and as a result, we are constantly responding to each one by dividing our attention between them. Some of these are essential and necessary for our survival, comfort, and well-being, while some are not necessary at all. In fact, they may be negatively affecting us and others around us, causing us stress, worry, and trouble. So much of what we do and how we think is because of the standards that humankind has set, and they are not in God's best interest nor pleasing to him. Although we are in this world, we are not of this world, and therefore should be living for God according to his standards and will. The Apostle Paul reminds us of this in Romans 12, verse 2, when he says, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." And again, he reminds us in Romans 14, verse 8, "For if we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's."
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus, on edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.